From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November 17, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that Bronk Island, a 147-acre parcel in New Baltimore, is now under the protection of Scenic Hudson. The land, which is connected to the mainland by a man-made isthmus, is located next to more than 250 acres already owned by the state or protected by Scenic Hudson. The addition of Bronk Island has created a block of 400 acres of protected property along the Hudson River in Greene County. Scenic Hudson Director of Land Preservation Seth McKee said, and I quote, "Bronk Island has always been of interest to us for its natural values and potential recreational value. We've been talking with the Zeck family on and off for several years," end quote. The property is a working cattle farm owned by brothers Carl and Peter Zeck. Under the agreement with Scenic Hudson, the parcel will be conserved while the family will retain ownership and continue to use the land. Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan praised the agreement, saying Bronk Island, and I quote, "contains some of the most important habitats along the entire Hudson River estuary," end quote. Scenic Hudson is an environmental conservation organization focused on protecting natural resources throughout the Hudson Valley. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Catskill Town Board adopted its 2017 budget at its meeting on November the 16th with no increase in local taxes. Total spending in the budget is $5,868,155, and Supervisor Doreen Davis said the budget would soon be available online.
Catskill Town Board will approve the budget tonight in preparation for its delivery to the county by the deadline of November 20th. As previously stated, the town was able to balance the budget, maintain key services and personnel while remaining under the tax cap placed in effect by New York State. As a result, there will be no townwide tax increase for Catskill. So we submitted the tax cap today to the website. We have appropriations of $5,868,155, less revenues of $2,380,361 for a tax levy limit of $3,176,279.
A recording of the entire Catskill Town meeting is also available on the WGXC Newsroom website. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that superintendents of area school districts are reporting a heightened awareness of harassment and bullying based on their concern that young people may feel empowered by the president-elect's campaign comments about Muslims, Hispanics, and women. Following the election of Donald Trump, reports of racist incidents emerged from the nation's schools and universities. Students have chanted white power and called black classmates cotton pickers. There were more than 20 of these types of incidents reported by the media last week. Red Hook School District Superintendent Paul Finch said his students have behaved well, but administrators have been asked to be, and I quote, extra vigilant, end quote, for any sign to the contrary. Onteora Superintendent Bruce Watson said there have been no election-related problems among students in his district. However, Watson said he did investigate Facebook postings by people who claimed there were issues. Kingston Superintendent of Schools Paul Palladino said, and I quote, "I've had nothing reported to me from my building principals that there's been any harassment or bullying," end quote. Palladino said there is a concern that some students might want to follow the example of Trump as a bully. He said, and I quote, "That's always a fair," end quote. New Platte Superintendent of Schools Maria Rice said there have been no instances of Trump-related harassment or bullying in her district. Rice said school staff have used Trump's demeanor as an example of the type of behavior that should be avoided by students. Rhinebeck Superintendent Joseph Pellin said the district staff addressed concerns about Trump's influence from the beginning of the school year. Pellin said, and I quote, "In my welcome back address, I talked about how the discourse in our country has been less than civil and respectful and just wanting to give the staff a heads up," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Ichabod Crane School Board Facilities Director Stephen Marotta assured parents at a recent school board meeting that water tested in the schools is safe from lead contamination. But copper had been detected in some of the samples tested. The school district is talking with the village of Valencia about the dosing system used to treat water at the plant, as the school gets its water from the village municipal system at the end of the village water line. School may have to treat the water if the village can't solve the problem on their end. Four water fountains and sinks in the high school showed elevated levels of copper. The school board meets next at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December the 6th, in high school library. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Almost 2 inches of rain fell on November 15th in Ravenna, topping totals throughout the area with 1.96 inches, according to the National Weather Service. In Livingston, 1.88 inches fell, with nearly the same in Germantown, Austerlitz, Taconic, and Ancrumdale. Greenville led Greene County, reporting 1.61 inches, with 1.44 inches of rain in Catskill. Currently, moderate drought conditions persist across most of New York State. Bill Mahoney reports at Politico New York that the State Commission on Legislative, Judicial, and Executive Compensation did not raise state lawmakers' pay at a November 15th meeting. The commission's deadline has passed and salaries stay where they have been for 18 years, $79,500. Mahoney points out that state lawmakers have passed 5 reform packages that Governor Andrew Cuomo has described as historic and transformative. But leaders of both parties in both legislative branches have been sent to jail on corruption charges recently. Cuomo appointees Fran Rader and Robert Megna abstained from voting on a proposed salary increase, so the measure failed to pass. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo launched a toll-free hotline November the 15th for New Yorkers to report incidents of bias and discrimination across the state. Anyone with information about such incidents can call 888-392-3644 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Cuomo's press release says there has been, and I quote, an uptick in recent reports of discrimination, bias-motivated threats, harassment, and violence, end quote. With investigations into alleged hate crimes in Wellsville and Livingston County, New York, and racist graffiti left at several colleges and universities in the state, Cuomo said in a press release, and I quote, we will continue to work with our local partners to investigate all incidents of reported bias and ensure that New Yorkers feel safe and protected. Any acts of discrimination or intimidation will be met with the full force of the law, end quote. The number again is 888-392-3644 to call to report incidents of bias and discrimination. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 56 degrees. But Thursday night it will be mostly clear with a low around 35. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday it will be sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Saturday night, rain showers are likely before 4 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 36. The sun rose this morning at 6:49 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:31 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 17th day of November 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.